For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, July 16th. We've got two topics today, but first of all, let me start with Stefan Freund. Welcome to Radio Friends, Stefan. You're here to tell us about the Mizzou New Music Summer Festival, and it's starting next week, right? Mm-hmm.
We start with lectures, presentations on Monday, July 23rd, but our three signature concerts will be Thursday night, July 26th through Saturday night, July 28th. All at 8 o'clock p.m. in the Missouri Theater.
And this is open to the public?
Yes, absolutely.
But what about the lectures? Are those open too?
They are too, yeah.
So where will they be held?
They're at Mizzou on the campus at the School of Music in FAB 145, which is one of our big lecture hall at the School of Music.
And so if people come to this, the lectures, what are they going to hear?
Well, they're hear many nationally and internationally recognized composers talk about their music. They'll be playing recordings of their music.
Oh, so you're going to have international composers mm-hmm. here.
We have a Pulitzer Prize winning composer, Stephen Stuckey. We also have Donica Dennehy from Ireland. He is the founder of a very well-known new music ensemble in Dublin.
So how do you pull all of this together? This is a pretty big event.
It's a big event. Yeah, this is our third year, and it seems to get with a wider scope every year. We also have some international flavor to our eight resident composers who are composers more at my age, emerging composers. Mm-hmm. We have one from Greece, one of Indian heritage, and one from England as well.
Are you a composer?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're excited about this,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah. This is my baby.
Exactly. Then for three nights, then, you actually, we can hear the music.
That's right, yes.
And this is going to be at the Missouri Theater.
And we have the new music ensemble that I play in, Alarm Will Sound, playing concerts on Thursday and Saturday nights. Saturday nights will be our eight world premieres concert, which is really the capstone of the festival, where we premiere eight pieces by composers that we've selected from around the world.
Oh, that's pretty
They'll
impressive.
All be in attendance talking
impressive.
About their music.
So it is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mm-hmm. night at the Missouri Theater.
That's right.
And what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, what, about 2 hours or so?
Yeah, hopefully closer to an hour and a half.
All right. And if people want tickets, what do they do? Can they buy in advance or buy
at
the door?
We've got a great website, newmusicsummerfestival.missouri.edu.
Okay, give it to them again slow.
Okay. www.newmusicsummerfestival.missouri.edu.
And how much are the tickets?
Well, we've got a great package. You can see all three concerts for $40 and just mm-hmm. $20 for students.
Oh, students can see all three concerts for $20?
Yeah, yeah. We get a lot of funding from Gene Sinkfield, who's our fabulous patron, and it really allows us to keep the costs down
okay.
for tickets.
Well, I wish you the very best. It starts next Monday, July mm-hmm. 23rd, and it runs through Saturday. So you've got lectures on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then music on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, we've got open rehearsals, lectures, lots of events people can check out, but I really encourage them to see the concerts especially.
Okay, Stefan, thank you so
Thanks,
much for
Paul,
coming by.
It.
And break a leg.
Thanks. I'll do my best.
All right. Now I turn to Dr. Courtney Barnes, who is with us from the Women and Children's Hospital. Good to have you here, Doctor.
Thanks for having
you,
me.
You were on with us once before, about
I've
a year
here.
Or so
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yeah. Yes, before.
You're here to talk about a program that is called Best Fed Beginnings. Mm-hmm. What is that?
This is a national initiative sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and also the National Institute for Child Health Quality. And basically, they wanted to select 90 hospitals that are leaders in breastfeeding, and they are having all of us work together to become baby-friendly, which is a World Health Organization designation for hospitals who have optimal practices for moms and babies.
And is Women and Children's Hospital one of those hospitals?
We are hoping to be. We're about halfway there. We've already got a good start on the project, and then by being selected by this program, we're going to work with 90 other hospitals across the country to become baby-friendly.
Why is it so important, or why do doctors recommend, and I know they do, recommend breastfeeding versus
formula.
Absolutely. Breastfeeding is really the best health, the healthy food for a baby. Babies are less likely to have sudden infant death syndrome. They're less likely to have leukemia. They're less likely to be admitted to the hospital for respiratory illnesses, diarrheal illnesses. And the Surgeon General just released a call to action saying that breastfeeding significantly decreases the risk of becoming obese and having type 2 diabetes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because the mother's milk, unlike any formula that could be put together, the mother's milk for that baby is formulated strictly for that baby?
It's perfect. As mammals, we make the perfect food for our babies. And formula is not as good. We just can't make it as good as nature has made it.
Then why is there still a stigma on some people about breastfeeding?
Well, a lot of it is cultural. In the United States, it is not the most popular choice in the United States.
No, but it should be accepted without a wince, without turning away.
There was a
mother and a baby put off an airplane earlier this year because the mother was breastfeeding on the airplane.
Absolutely. And that's unacceptable, those sorts of things. But, you know, our community is actually pretty breastfeeding friendly. And
the Columbia community.
It's true. and we're hoping that by becoming, you know, getting this information out and becoming baby friendly, that it's going to be even more the norm. And to formula feed your baby will become, you know, for medical indications only, or if for some reason you can't breastfeed.
Yeah. And is it not true that a breastfed baby also may be a little more stable mentally, too, because of the attack?
I don't know about that, but I do.
I read that the other day. There's some thoughts that
the bonding and the
bonding
skin
with the mother.
To skin contact can help with neurologic development as well. Although, you know, that there's not as much support as that for that as the other
as things. There is for the health. For the health. Okay. Yeah.
But it's great. And we're already doing so many things to help women, but this is going to be a great project. And once we're baby friendly, we hope to help other hospitals in our area also become baby friendly.
So you're always encouraging the new moms to breastfeed.
And absolutely.
Just think of how much money you save, too.
It's quite a bit of money saved. Yes, formula is very expensive.
Yeah, so if you breastfeed, how much money, just off the top of your head, you know, that you would
save? Well, formula can be about $50 to $60 a week. So,
and $50 to $60
a week? Breast milk is free.
Of course. So you're talking $250 to $300 a month.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And you add that up for however
Plus,
long.
Plus, not to mention the health care costs of if your baby's sick, you're more likely to miss work if you formula feed to take your baby to the doctor.
So if people want more information, we're out of time here, but what can they do?
They can call the Women's and Children's Hospital. They can see an obstetrician in our area. We also have outpatient lactation services at the Green Meadows Clinic as well.
All right, Dr. Courtney Barnes, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure chatting with you. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to watch this program again or listen to it, go to KBIA and listen to it again many times you want. Go to KBIA.org, sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast.